Expansion thinking changes everything. In fact, when you think about it, nothing ever gets done when our minds are filled with shrinking thinking. Hi there, I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share some hope for today about God's expansion being a process. Reading Genesis chapter 1 reminds us that even God uses process to accomplish something grand and wonderful in this life. As we read through the chapter, we discover that God breaks down the creation of the universe and then to the earth into 6 full days. In doing so, he reminds us that our expansion involves breaking any desired result into stages or steps or projects. As you peer into the pages of your 2020 calendar today and beyond, of course, let me ask you to imagine what life could be like. As you look into the weeks and months ahead, what could God do if you worked with him step by step? What dreams has he put in your heart? What are you hoping will happen this year? Instead of just leaving these as hopes and dreams, why not make them into the results we desire? Do you want to get an education? Why not start with an application to a college or a local junior college? Have you been thinking about that certain someone? You know the one I mean. It's the one who makes your palms sweaty and makes it difficult to speak when you're in their presence. Why not invite him or her to coffee or to dinner this week? Sometimes I make life way too complicated, don't you? Genesis 1 reminds us again that God broke down the creation of the universe and the earth and all the wonders we see on it into 6 steps. What would change today if you would apply some expansion thinking to your desired hope or dream you have? And who's to say that dream that you have isn't something God planted in you to accomplish this year? So what will it be in 2020? Will you continue to delay with shrinking thinking? Will you keep talking yourself out of what God won't do for you? Or will you apply expansion thinking to your mindset? Will you agree that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or imagine? Why not sit down today and write down your hopes and your dreams and make a plan to expand your life in 2020? We are so excited, Kate and I, about what God will do with us in 2020, our year of expansion. We want to include you in that expansion. Just a few days left for you to get your money in for Moses, Egypt, and the Nile River cruise trip. It's going to be amazing. And ladies, you're going to feel like Cleopatra as you cruise down the Nile with that special someone on your arm. It's going to be romantic. For more details and a registration form, just click the tab Egypt Tour on our website. And in early December, we will be leading a tour throughout Israel, and you have always wanted to walk where Jesus walked. I just came back from Israel, and I can take you to the very places Jesus was and the places he walked. I can put you on the very stones to the temple where he walked. This is your opportunity. Just click the tab Israel Tours on the Eagles in Leadership website for more details and a registration form. And now as we close, I wanted to remind you that Hope for Today is part of the ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives and his abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out our website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org. And now from Kate and I, thank you and God bless you this week.